Alright, beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Aleph. We were in the middle of Siv Aleph. We'll read the Mechaber quickly from the beginning, and we'll pick up in the Mishabura where we were up to. The Mechaber says in Siv Aleph on page Kuf Dalad, the page before 208, Godol Mevarech Afilu Baba Sof. The Godol leads the benching even if he comes at the end. V'imrotz Alitein Rishus Lakotan Levarech Rasha. If he wants to give permission to someone that is on a lower level of Chachma than he is allowed to. That's all talking about where there is no guest. If there's a guest, he leads the benching. Even if the balabayas is greater than he. In order that he should bless the balabayas. What is the bracha that he gives him? So let's pick up in the Mishabura. On the very bottom of the page, we're up to Sivkotan Dalad. So we said, that's going on that which we said, if there was an Oreach, he's Mevarech, even if the Baal Bayis is greater. And if there are numerous guests over there, Talui Lefi Daito Shel Baal Bayis, then it is dependent on the decision of the Baal Bayis. Vafilu Litein Lekotan Shel Behem. He can even give it the benching to the smallest of the guests. Uma Baruch Mevarecho Sivkotan Hei. B'sefer lechem chamudos toma lama anu mishanin nusach habrocha de balbayas ima shenema b'shas. So the lechem chamudos is bothered, why do we change the nusach of the bracha from that which is in the Gemara? So what does he mean? So we saw in the Mechaber what the nusach is, which is the nusach from the Gemara. And if you look at note number 7, Rav Shaimer explains in note number 7 across from 208, Shaminach hayu levarech rak horachamon hu yivarech as balbayas hazeh. The minhag that the Lacham Chamudos is addressing, what bewildered about, is where they had the minhag only to say Harachamon Yivarach as Balabayis Hazeh, Velo Baruchu Klal es Birchas Haoreach, and they didn't say the regular Birchas Haoreach. If you continue on in note number 7, it says, addressing what Avram Hertz asked last night, Ubizmanenu nowadays, Shekol Echon Mivarech Birchas Hamazon Benifra. Nowadays that everyone benches themselves, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shekol Oreach Muchuyev Levarech es Balabayis Efnei Atzmo. Each guest at the Tesuda should be saying the bracha for the balabayas. That which we're discussing in the Mechaber, that the guest says it or one person says it, that's because there was one person leading the benching and he was being mostly everyone in benching. But nowadays that everyone benches themselves, everyone must say it. V'chein kasav ben ishchai, v'chein dasra v'yoshev. U'l'inyin amiras birchas aurech b'shabes mavur b'birke Yosef shehu kekol nusach tfila kavua shemut el'omer b'shabes. You are allowed to say the birchas aurech on Shabbos because it's like any other Tefillah that is kavua that we say on Shabbos. If we go back a page for a moment and look at note number 5, he discusses what the proper place in benching is to put in the Birchas Oreach. He brings three opinions. Ubedovar Mokom Amiras Birchas Oreach, the Malzervichi writes, Sha'omim Oso Besof Harachaman Lifnei Bamaro Milamdu. The ilu besider yaivitz muva sha'omim harachaman uyuvarach as balabayas azeh the ishto ubono v'chala shelo yihi ratzon shelo yevosh. So he says when you're saying the harachaman for the balabayas, you add on, you go right in to the birchas oreach. Our benchers mostly have the first opinion like the mouths of victory. But there is a third opinion, omnom midivri harambam shekosav shemosev bo birchas balabayas. He's talking about the fourth bracha of benching and he says you add it in it, the bracha of the balabayas. So diktigu ha'evin ha'ozel ve'agriz, she'birchas oreach hi chelek me'birchas atov ha'metiv. They're medayik in the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that birchas oreach is a part of the fourth bracha. U'mitam ze kosav ha'evin ha'ezel, she'yesh lo'omram miyad li'achar ha'racham l'olam ayach asreinu. He says immediately after finishing the fourth bracha, l'olam ayach asreinu, you go right into the bracha of the Baal Bayis. You should not interrupt between the fourth bracha and the birchas balabayas with harachamans. Rather, you go straight into it. You also shouldn't answer amen after the fourth bracha in order that it should be a straight flow from the fourth bracha into the birchas oreach. Let's go weiter now in the Mechaber. The last words on page Kuf Dalad, turning on to page 208. The Baal Bayis wrote to Levater, the Baal Bayis wants to be Levater al Birchoso on the bracha that he receives, Ulevarech Birchas HaMazon Ba'atzmo, and he wants to lead the benching on his own, Rasha he is allowed to, V'hu Adin Sheyochol Litein Levarech L'mi Sheyirtze, he also can give out the benching to whoever he wants. So the Mishabura says in Sivkatan Vav Rasha, he is allowed to mavater and lead the benching himself. Shelo tiknu litain lo reach elo l'tovaso k'dei sheyavarchanu. The only reason why they established to give the benching to the guest is for the benefit of the Baal Bayis, so he should get a bracha. If he wants to be mavater, so give a mavater. The kol shekenim ha'oreach einu hogun be'eno. Certainly, if there's a guest there that he feels is inappropriate, the yesh lo lasos kein, then certainly the Baal Bayis should in fact lead the benching. And then we said he can give the benching to whoever he wants. Sivkoton zayin l'misha yirtza haynu da'afilu im echad somuch al shulchano u'mishalim lo d'mei mezono. Even if someone is reliant on his table and he pays for his food, sha'oso ein tzarech levarach balabayis. That person doesn't even have to say the birchas balabayis. Gam kein rashai litein levarach, the balabayis can still give him the right to lead the benching, even though he will not benefit from getting the birchas Birchas Baal Bayis from this Oreach. There is one more note that I want to see in the Sif, and that is note number 8. V'smach mehamikro l'kach shemavarach nes Baal Bayis. Where is there a hint in the Psukim that we say a special Baruch of the Baal Bayis? So it's Huva v'ber heite b'shem maharash from Rav Yochalto v'savato uveirachto es Hashem. So es l'rabos Baal Bayis. Just like the S by Kibbutz Avim is es l'rabos, the older brother. So here the S is l'rabos Baal Bayis. V'hel yirabu hevi smach ze b'shem ha'yushalmi. Ukishieshnav shnei Baal Bayis, if there are two Baal Batim there, the Kavachayim writes, sheyomer ha'nusach b'loshen rabim. You should say l'oshen rabim. An example of that would be a chasana when there are two sides, if they made the chasana together. So you would say the bracha for both the chasana and the kalos fathers.
You only make it in, if he's giving you the bracha to do. If the Baal Bayis is singing, why shouldn't you have to say the Brihiratim anyway? Why is it telling him?
Right, so now there's Enochanami, even if the Baal Bayis is leading the benching, so everyone who's benching, like we said, will say the Brihiratim, they'll say it anyway. This is all going in the olden days where the person who led the Zimun was the only one benching and everyone was being Yotze with him. But Enochanami. Dr. Mechaber, it doesn't say anywhere about saying it out loud. I didn't see that anywhere discussed in any of the notes about saying it out loud. Right. Usually what we find is the person leading the benching, he says it out loud. Probably most people don't say it, but we see here that everyone should say it, and I don't know if it's necessary to say it out loud or not. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sif Beis, Lo yaktim chocham Yisrael l'kohen ha'ma'ores l'farech l'fonav derech choku mishpa kahuna. If there is a chocham who is a Yisrael, he should not give a kohen ha'ma'ores the right to bench before him as a law of kahuna. He shouldn't say, oh, you're a kohen, you lead the benching. If he's a Talmud Chacham who's a Yisrael, and the kohen is an ha'ma'ores. But just to give him permission to bench, that would be okay. But you can't do it as a rule of kahuna. We'll see why. But if the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham, as we'll see, even if he's not at the level of the other Talmud Chacham who's Yisrael, mitzvah la'akdimo, then there is a mitzvah to put the Kohen Talmud Chacham first. Shenemar v'kidashto, because the pasuk tells us v'kidashto, make him holy. Liftoach rishon, levarach rishon, to open up first and to bless first. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkot Nuches. Lo yakdim v'aminim b'gemara du b'chlau masniyai ahavu maves. A person who gives a kohen ha'aretz to lead the benching over himself, who is a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, he is fulfilling this pasuk of you make my Torah hated and you love death. Shemasni asator b'fnei hamon. He causes the Torah to be hated by the people. Sheyomru she'eno chashuv kolkach. They're going to say the Torah is not so chashuv. Bir osam she'achacham shofal b'fnei ha'aretz. The chacham is lower than the ha'aretz. She'afshu kohen. Even though this person who's ha'aretz is a kohen, malas ha'Torah gedola mimalas ha'kahuna. The mila of Torah is greater than the mila of kahuna. And in note number 9, he writes, V'lochen kesha tamal chacham mevarach, v'tamal chacham is leading the benching. The Shaar Tzion told us earlier, she'eino tzarech lito reshus me'akohen. Normally we said that you have to actually go and ask permission from a kohen before you lead the benching if there's a kohen there. But if you're a tamal chacham and the kohen's name aretz, you have the right to the benching, and therefore you don't have to ask reshus from the kohen. Kevin she'malas tamal chacham gedolo yoser mimala sakahuna. Since the mila of being a tamal chacham is greater than the mila of being a kohen, you do not have to ask reshus. Says the Mishabura in Sivkatan Tes, Derechok, you shouldn't put him in the place of leading the benching as a rule of kahuna. Rotzolomer shemakdimo mipnei mishpat hakahuna. You shouldn't allow him to lead the benching because of the rules of kahuna. But if you want to let him bench tam, that you would be allowed to do, Sivkatan Yud. It's a reshus. Rotzolomer ein baze pechisus erech l'tamu chacham. That's not lowering the erech of a tamu chacham. Mide'enum avarech bulti reshuso, since he's only benching with your permission. So it's clearly that you're giving him the right to bench That would be okay. Va'afilu imhu eino kohen. Even if the Amoritz is not a Kohen, yochol itein lo reshus levarich. The Talmud Chacham can let an Amoritz bench even if he's not a Kohen, as long right there, it's not shaykh to do it at B'mishka Kahuna, but you're allowed to let an Amoritz, if you give him reshus, you're allowed to let an Amoritz bench as well. Aval Kohen Talmud Chacham, Sivkotan Yud Aleph, we said, but if a Talmud Chacham Yisrael has a Talmud Chacham Kohen, then there is a mitzvah to give the Kohen the benching. V'hu adink is yishneim enam chachamim. And so too, if they're equal and not, then they're not chachamim, also there's an inyan to give the Kohen to lead the benching. Mitzvah la'akdimos if katan yudbeiz v'afilu ima tamal chacham hu gadol mimenu. Even if the tamal chacham Yisrael is greater than the tamal chacham Kohen, there's still an inyan to give the Kohen, who is also a lower level tamal chacham, to lead the benching. De'ein olav chiyuv l'chabdo machmas mitzvahs v'kidashto. He doesn't have a chiyuv to honor him because of the mitzvah of the kiddush. Mikom makom tov sheyaktim hakohen lefonav. Still, even though you're a greater talmud chacham, which overrides kuna, but still, it's good to be makdim the kohen who is a lower level talmud chacham before you. Kevan shu gam ken chacham, since lemaisa is also a chacham. V'ha'osa ken hu marich yamim. One who does this lives a long life. And in note number 10, he explains what's the source that you have a long life for putting the kohen talmud chacham, even if he's not on the level of yourself, before you. Why is that Maruch Yomim? Makor Alocha Zu Tzayin Ha Divrei Chamudos Me'agamorim Megillah Chavches Amar Aleph Shalu Talmidov Es Rabbi Preda Bameh Harachlu Yomim. They ask Rabbi Preda, with what we use Zochah to have a long life. Amar Lehem Miyomai Lo Kodmani Odom LeBeis HaMedrash. No one ever came before me to the Beis HaMedrash. V'lo Be'rachli Lifnei Kohen. And I never benched in front of a Kohen. V'isika HaGemara Shahainu B'Shovin. The Gemara comes out that it's talking about where they're equal. Ubekavonas haGemara biaru Tosos. Tosos explains over there. Shegama Kohen hoya Talmud Chacham. The Kohen was also a Talmud Chacham we put before him. Ach Rabbi Preido hoya Godol Mimenu. But Rabbi Preido was greater than the Kohen that he put before him. The Afa Pike Nosan Lo Rabbi Preido Lazamin. Still Rabbi Preido gave him the right to lead the Zimun. Ubeschus ze Zochol Arichas Yamim. And because of that, he was Zochot Arichas Yamim, and therefore the Mishabur tells us that putting the Kohen Talmud Chacham, even if he's not as great of a Talmud Chacham, before yourself, who is a greater Talmud Chacham, would give you Arichas Yamim. And we know, as the Mechaber told us, the reason for putting this Kohen first is the Pasuk of Vikidashto, which teaches us Liftoach Rishon Ulevarech Rishon. Says the Mishabura in Sifkotan Yugim Liftoach Rishon B'Kriyas HaTorah. The Kohen opens up first, he gets the first Aliyah, Ulevarech Rishon B'Suuda. He blesses first by Asuda, B'Birchas Hamotzi. He says the Hamotzi for everyone, or first, B'Birchas Hamotzi, and then he leads the benching. V'chein Lahotzi B'Kiddush, and also too to be Motzi others in Kiddush. V'Kiddashto Hu L'chol Dover Shebekidusha. Kiddashto tells us the Kohen gets the precedence in all Dvarim Shebekidusha. V'Kosu HaPosuk, the Posuk him right. The Bichlal Liftoach Rishon Hulios Rosh Hamedabrin Bechol Kibbutz Om Velidrosh Tchila. That the right of Liftoach Rishon for the Kohen, besides for Kriyas HaTorah, is also to be the first speaker at any gathering. V'hu Adin B'Yeshiva Yedabe B'Rosh, so too in the Yeshiva he should speak first. V'ayim Magen Avram Shemetzadi Dalima Mevikidashto Hu Daraisa. The Magen Avram has a tzad to say that Vikidashto is a mitzvah Daraisa. V'lo Asmachta Ba'alma. Mikom Mokom Ima Kohen Rotza Lachlo Kovod La'acher B'chol Zer Rashai. But in all these cases mentioned, if a Kohen wants to give it over to someone else, he wants to honor someone else, he is allowed to. Rak b'kriyas haTorah einu yochol lumchol. The only case he can't be mochol is the first aliyah. As we know, a kohen can't give it over to someone else. Kedil el b'simen kufla menhebe mishaburus if katan tes, and that's in order to keep the peace. So we want a kohen b'dafka to go first, and then a levi, and then a Yisrael. Amrina b'gemara. The Gemara tells us that kohen yito mona yofer rishon. That a kohen also gets the first portion. He chooses his portion first. He has to allow the Kohen to take the first piece of chicken, to choose the best piece that he would like. That is included in the Kiddashto. This is dafka friends who are sitting around at a suda or giving out tzedakah. But if there's a business partnership and they're splitting up the partnership, then the Yisrael doesn't have to say, okay, take the better portion, then it's down to business. Then it gets equal splitting. The other rabbi, the opposite is true in that case. I'm reading the Gemara tells us, called Nosein Eino Bechelek Yafe, one who puts his eye on the nicer portion, Eino Roa Simen Bracha La'olam. He will never see a Simen Bracha. And that's referring to that case, not a case where there's a mitzvah v'kidashto, where a case where they're splitting up the business. Everyone should make it fair, and the Kohen should not look out for the better portion. V'tzarech iyon lama ein yisharim achshav lahakdin lakoen l'chol hanach mili. Says the Mishabura, needs investigation, why we're not so careful by putting the Kohen first for all these things. We're not so makbid on this. So the Magen Avraham says, that's from the Magen Avraham, V'ayin shom shemitzadi limtzok tzas tam l'minog. The Magen Avraham tries to find a little reason for this, for the minog not to be makbid on this. But for sure, one should be careful in all these inyanim to put a coin first. So, what is the reason of the Magen Avraham? So, if you look at note number 11, he tells us shekosav she'efshar she'atam she'nitzharim b'zeh. Possibly, the reason we're not so careful to put a coin always first, mishum she'enanu b'kiyum biyichusei hakahuna. It's not so pashut to us who's really a Kohen. We have some people say they're a Kohen. We don't know if they're for sure miyuchasim, and therefore that's possible we're not so makbid. If you skip down to the fifth to last line in this note, Tam Acher Hevi B'Shalsh Shuvas Mishnah Lochos B'Shem HaAdmor B'Klosenberg She'omar Lo, he said to him, the Klosenberg Rebbe said, She'besudos Gedolos Lo Makpidim Losis L'Koin L'Zamin. By very large sudos, we do not give a Kohen to lead the benching. Mishum She'kol HaNe'esofim Bo L'Suda Machmas Kriyoso Shel Balabayas U'Bertzono. Since everyone gathered came to the Suda because of being called by the Balabayas, and it was his will, so Yochalu Lomar LaKohen, the Balabayas would say to the Kohen, Lo Kurasicha Ella Al Menashe Tanichenu L'Koro Rishom. I only invited you with the understanding that I'm going to choose who's going to lead the benching. I didn't invite you to take all the kibudim at my simcha. And therefore, that's a tzad also, why maybe we're not knowing to be makbid to give the Kohen always the benching when there is a large crowd. For that reason, that the Klosenberg Rebbe says, and the reason the Magen Avraham says. Back to the Mishabura. Tov lahakdim ha-levi gam kein li-Yisrael. It's also good to be makdim a levi before Yisrael. Imheim shavim mechachma, assuming again, they're on equal levels of chachma, you should put the levi for all these inyanim before the Yisrael. That is the birchas hamazon, uba hamotzi, v'chem b'nesinas hatzdaka. That's by saying the hamotzi, leading the benching, and to give tzedaka first to a levi. Tohom makdimin also b'kriya gam kein lifnei Yisrael. Because l'maisa by kriyas haTorah, we also put the levi before Yisrael, and therefore the same way the Kohen's before the levi and before the Yisrael, and he has all the other rights. So if we put the levi first in leining as well, so we should put the levi before in other inyanim as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter in Sif Gimel, mi shenosin lo levarach ve'enu mevarach mekatzer yomav. A scary mechaber, one who is given the opportunity to lead the benching, and he doesn't take the opportunity, he shortens his life. Says the Mishabur in Sivkotun Yudalud, Ratzalomra means to say, Oreach shenosim lo levarich birchas hamazon. A guest who is offered to lead the benching, or to be the one benching, to be motzi everyone, the eino mevarich mekatzer yomav, and he doesn't take on the benching, it shortens his life, mishum. The reason is, the bedin kishareach mevarach mevarach lebal bayis v'kanal. Because when the oreach is benching, and he's the only one benching, so he says a special bracha for the bal bayis. U'bazeh shenimno levarach as bal habayis, shu mizera Avram. And from this that he's holding back from giving a bracha to the bal bayis, who comes from the seed of Avraham, shenemar bo v'avorcha mevarachecha, that I will bless those who bless you, u'mechlal hein ata shomei alav. And from the positive, we hear the negative. Even though there's really a conflicting diukim, because it also says, Makalelcha or, but the diuk he's saying is, from the fact that it says, those who bless you, I will bless, that's mashma, those who don't bless you, you're from Zer Avram, they don't bless you, so they will be cursed. So, Nimtza Gorem Klala Leatzmo. It turns out he's causing a Klala to himself. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Oz Yudal, he writes, Ukayom Shebelav Hochi Aminog Eitzel Kolo Reach Lomar Harachman Yuvarach Azbal Abayas. Nowadays, that anyway, the minhag is that everyone says in their regular benching, "Harachman u'yivarach asbal abayis." Eini yodeya im shayach klal inyan ze. I don't know if this whole klal is shayach at all. V'ayin b'yirabah shepikpe gamkin. So Shaar Tzion is saying that we all say anyway, "Harachman u'yivarach asbal abayis." The feed aruch hashulchan that we saw that nowadays that everyone's benching, everyone should be saying the birchas oreach anyway. The same thing would apply. The whole reason why makatz yomav, you're not giving him a bracha. But just because he's not leading the benching, you're still giving him a bracha because everyone's saying lefi d'aruch hashulchan. Just like the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that if you're saying harachman yivarach as balabayis, so the chora this would not apply. The cause of Amogen Avram v'dafka kishem b'varachim al hakos. This klal that comes upon the one who doesn't want to lead the benching when he's asked to. That's dafka when they're benching with a kos. Da'oz hachiyav al horeach levarach as balabayis. That's when there's a chiyav on the horeach to bless the balabayas. Sounds very clearly from the Magen Avraham that you only say the birchas oreach when there is a kos. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Tezvov, he writes, Eini yodeya minayin lo lomagin Avram shebelo kos kishemavarchin ein achil v'varachas balabayas. I don't know where the Magen Avram got this from, says the Chavetz Chaim, that without a kosh, you're not going to say the bracha of the Balabayas. V'ulai da Magen Avram diek milashon ha-gemara. Maybe he's medagim in the Lashon ha-gemara, the ka'amar, mi shenosim lo kos. The one who's given the kos, meaning the one who leads the benching, but it uses a Lashon of one who's given the kos. So the Magen Avram is medagim very literally that it means only if you have a kos, you bless the Balabayas. If you look at note 13, he points out, the Shaar Tzion we just read is bewildered by this psak of the Magen Avram. The Achein Kosav Aktos Hashulchan Shemash Kosav Magen Avram Kos Eino Bedafka V'Shigra Haloshen Hi. He says, don't take the Magen Avram so seriously. It's Lav Dafka. He just says it, but he doesn't mean it. Ulam Hagon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Yishev Es Divrei Magen Avram. He takes the Magen Avram seriously and he explains the Magen Avram why there might be only an inyan to bless the Balayas when there is a Kos. Shadafku bekosh yesh chalos lebracha. Dafku when there's a kos, then there's an ability to have a chalos on the bracha. Mishum she'ein omrim shira el al hayayin, because we only say shira on wine. V'yago remes arichas yamin lebalabayis. And the shira which comes on the yayin, that's what causes the arichas yamin lebalabayis. V'lochein kishen nimna mizeh harayu nenash bekitzer yamin. Mida kegemida. If you have a kos that makes it a real shiro, which gives the opportunity to Balabayas, Avrichas Yamim, you don't give it to him, so then you have Kitzur Yamim.
What shiro is only said on
wine? That's a Gemara in Brachos.
Absolutely. Which
shiro
is it we're talking
about?
Az Yashir?
Not Az Yashir. No. I don't know. Let's look it up. I thought I was referring to any mitzvah, any other. Okay, but look it up. It's Gemara Brachos. We'll check it up. V'nirali sherotza lomar shebeloze ein gorem klola. It appears to me that it means to say in the Magen Avram shebeloze ein gorem klola, that if there's no kos, then it won't cause a klola to the one who declines it. Aval bevade einochon odom lilchos mitzvah habal yado. But besides the fact that you have a curse that comes to you if you turn down the opportunity to lead the benching, so maybe you don't have that, there's no kos, but still, maisa, you should never turn down a mitzvah, and therefore you have other problems of turning down a mitzvah, even if you don't have the klola of not blessing the balabais. Continues the Mechaber in Sifdala, Tzarech Lachsor, Shiitnu Lo Kosha, Bracha Levarech. The Mechaber says that you need to try to be the one that gets the kosha bracha to lead the benching. You have to try to get that opportunity. Right? It flows from Halacha Gimel, that if you're given it, you turn it down as Makatsu Yamav, so you see there's a skula, so you should try to get the opportunity to lead the benching. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Tesvav Levarich, Sheyeh Hua Mezamein Umotzi Acher Midei Chavasan. You should try to have it that you're the one who leads the benching and you're Motzi others are Chiyuv. Velo Lishmo Velanos Amen. You shouldn't just be listening and answering Amen. Sheav Sheh Shomea Kaona, even though we hold Shomea Kaona, so if you're hearing it as if you're saying it yourself. The ona ame kimotzi bracha mipiv. When you answer amen, it's as if you said the bracha with your own mouth. Mikomako memarin litein sachar tchila lamavarich. Still, we're quicker to give out schar to the one who says the bracha. So even though we're saying shomea ki'ona, it's only ki'ona. You're not really the one who's actually saying it, and it could be that more schar is given to the one actually leading the benching. But let's look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Tes Zayin. Os Tes Zayin, the Mishabur just told us that you should be the Mezamin and Motzi Acher Midei Chavasam. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Bizmanenu nowadays, Shekol Echad Ve'echad Mevarech La'atzmo, that every person benches himself, Eini Yodeya Im Shayach Din Zeh. I don't know if this whole din is Shayach. Because again, if the whole purpose is, because you want to be the one being Motzi others, you want to be Yotzi with Shomea Ka'ona through answering Amen, but if we're all benching anyway, so it doesn't matter if you have the Koshal Bracha. The only way, says the Chavetz Chaim, that I could possibly understand this nowadays is that maybe when you say Baruch Shachanu, it's only considered like answering Amen. So you're only a responder in the actual Birchas HaZimun. Possibly the one leading the benching, so he's considered more Choshev and he's the Ikar Mavarech, and therefore possibly even nowadays when everyone's benching, there's still an Inyan to lead the benching, not for the benching, but for the Zimun. Maybe there's some kind of Maila in being the leader of the Zimun than in one who's answering. Let's look at note number 15. The Akafa Chaim Hevi B'Shem Shalos and Shulas Hayayvitz VaBeis Meir Shayom Shekol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. Nowadays everyone's benching themselves. VaBalabayas Memelo Mizbarech, and the Balabayas automatically is getting blessed. Yeshlo LaBalabayas Atzmo Levarech VeLiskos B'Mitzvah. So there's no inyan of the Balabayas to pass on the benching to someone else. It used to be when one person was doing the benching, so let a guest do the benching, so you get a bracha from him. But now you're getting the bracha anyway because everyone's benching themselves. So Mimele, you should be zeich in the mitzvah yourself, you should lead the benching. And that's the appropriate way for those who fear Hashem and they are charedim al dvarav not to allow a mitzvah to leave their hands and to let it be done by someone else. And therefore, they're saying that there is an inyan for the Balabayas to lead the benching because he doesn't need the bracha from the reach; he's getting the bracha anyway from the reach. So that's the end of Hilchos Brachas Hamazon, and Amir Tz Hashem will begin tomorrow Hilchos Brachas Haperos. Mazel Tov.